From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Doctors and hospitals in rural America say the Medicare system treats them unfairly because it pays more for care of the elderly in big cities. They say that disparity threatens access to care in rural places. Congress is trying to respond with proposals that could cost billions of dollars. We have two reports. First, NPR's Howard Berkus visits Clark County, Alabama, where low Medicare reimbursements affect both human and economic health.
In Thomasville, Alabama, the basement of the Pine View Baptist Church fills with townspeople and politicians.
If everyone please rise for the posting of the colors by the Boy Scout troop number 76 of Thomasville.
Boy Scouts carry Alabama and American flags up onto a podium where two members of Congress stand. This joint town meeting on the fringes of the poorest region in Alabama, in a time of high unemployment and conflict in Iraq, focuses more on health care than anything else. There are even questions about the arcane formulas used to determine Medicare payments. Democratic Congressman Arthur Davis responds.
If you live or work in a rural community, you don't get the same reimbursement formula as someone who lives in a big community. The San Franciscos of the world, the New Yorks of the world, get treated very well under this formula. The Alabamas of the world don't get treated well.
That's apparent at the Thomasville Infirmary, a red brick hospital with 27 beds, serving a rural region of 30,000 people.
How many times have you thrown up today?
Twice.
Any diarrhea or anything like that?
No.
A man in a wheelchair is diagnosed in the emergency room as ER nurse Gus Weiss looks on.
We're expected to do the same job, provide the same amount of care, the same quality of care, same standard of care as a hospital in Birmingham or a hospital in New York or a hospital in Los Angeles.
But those hospitals don't have the same mix of patients. Close to 60% of the people treated at the Thomasville Infirmary are 65 or older and on Medicare, and Medicare pays less for their treatment than it would pay in cities and suburbs. Administrator Doug Jones cites one example, pneumonia. Medicare pays as much as $800 more for treatment for patients in other states.
That's a significant amount of money when you start talking about over 1,000 admissions a year, that you start talking about, say, you have a $200 difference, that's a couple hundred thousand dollars a year that you're not being reimbursed, that your neighbor across the state line is.
Doctors in Clark County have similar stories. Stephen Furr is a family physician in Jackson, which is just down the road from Thomasville.
So if you look, say, in San Francisco for a routine chest x-ray, they'd get paid $44.86. We get paid $30.06. So we get paid 67% of what they get paid. And in an office visit, they would get $63 per visit, or we'd get $46 per visit, which is a 27% disparity. You know, and you say, well, that's just one visit. $17 doesn't sound like a lot. But if you're seeing 15 or 20 of those a day, 4 or 5 days a week throughout a year, that's a lot of money, a whole lot of money.
The disparate payments are derived from complicated formulas based on costs, especially wages, office space, and real estate. Doctors and hospitals in San Francisco pay far more for those things than they would in Clark County, Alabama. But Doug Jones of the Thomasville Infirmary says the formulas fail to consider other costs rural doctors and hospitals incur.
An urban hospital, because they have more volume, would get greater discounts for their supplies and their equipment than I'm able to negotiate. In addition to that, because I don't have the volume that an urban center does, I don't have that piece of equipment constantly in operation, so I'm not generating the revenue stream that an urban hospital would be from that piece of equipment.
Jones says servicing equipment costs more due to travel costs for technicians, and he figures he spends an extra $500,000 a year on wages to subsidize physicians and other medical professionals who would make more money elsewhere and might otherwise be tempted to leave.
We're just asking to be compensated fairly so that we can provide the services that need to be provided in our community.
The volume of Medicare patients is so high and the rate of reimbursement is so low that some rural hospitals have closed. The Thomasville Infirmary has had 10 different owners in 20 years, and it's up for sale again.
it's a big factor. If a company were making an adequate operating margin, they would not be selling the hospital.
Clark County is also losing a surgeon and a physician, in part due to low Medicare reimbursements, even lower payments from the state Medicaid program for the poor, and a relatively high number of charity cases. That troubles soft-spoken Frank Dozier, Dr. Frank to his patients, whose family legacy includes a century of doctoring in Thomasville.
Some of the foundation is crumbling. We're seeing small hospitals fall. We're seeing more areas being physician underserved areas. And there's a possibility that there, you know, is a group of people in the rural areas that are just far as, you know, healthcare goes, they may not have anywhere to turn.
Down the road in Jackson, Dr. Stephen Furr sees that possibility in his office every day.
Y'all doing okay this morning?
Yeah, a little shaky this morning. Right. I don't know why.
Really? You sure you're doing okay?
Yeah, it was 101 this
morning. Okay, good. How's it doing?
This checkup is for a Medicare patient, a woman 72 years old. With so many ailments, she takes 15 different medications a day.
Now, for a while there, I know it ran real high at 9. Yeah. Has that leveled out a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's doing
Dr. Furr worries that patients like this will lose local access to basic care and won't seek treatment until they're sicker and require far more expensive care.
She comes in every month pretty well to get her diabetes checked, her blood pressure checked. You know, she hasn't been in the hospital. She's maintained, done well. She hasn't lost a leg. Her vision's been maintained. We've done all things to keep her costs down, and it's taken a lot of intensive work. But imagine what the cost would be if she was having a heart attack and had to have bypass surgery, was in the hospital for a week and intensive care unit. Or either she'd possibly have a stroke and be in a nursing home for the rest of her life.
And then there's simple economics for rural towns struggling to survive and thrive. Sheldon Day is the mayor of Thomasville, and it's his job to recruit new industries and newcomers.
They look for good schools. We have those. They look for good recreation activities. We have those. But one of the primary things they look for is good health care. They want to know that their children are going to get good health care. And if they have grandma and grandpa, they want to make sure that the elderly get good care. And if you can't offer that, then we're at a disadvantage in being able to attract those type of people to our communities.
So Mayor Day liked what he heard at that congressional town meeting at the Pine View Baptist Church when Congressman Arthur Davis took this vow.
The quality of health care that you receive is very much a function of where you live. The quality of health care your children get is very much a function of where they happen to be born. It's a gap that tears at us, it's a gap that tears at our conscience, and we need to be finding some way to correct that. I want to thank all of you for being here tonight, and I think something very good will come out of today. Thank you for coming tonight.
Congress is now addressing that gap for Clark County, Alabama, and the 50 million people living in other rural places. Howard Berkus, NPR News.